Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B quality standards, verified at every stage.
Good morning. How are you? Nice to have you with us again. I am. Business-wise, how's it been going the last
while? You know what? It's been really steady.
Has it?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. Staff, we have a great team. We have 60 people employed, but definitely our industry staffing is a big issue.
This definitely is. And are they? Is it because people are working elsewhere, or because people have left, or
I think it's all the above. Okay. I think people really have maybe because I mean, so many places were closed over lockdown. You know, and I mean, we're very lucky. We have a very great core team. You know, Bloughing, you know, Carmel. They're with me over 20 years. So you know, staff will always come and go, and that's the nature of the business and where we are located in Black Lion. But we do, we're very lucky at the minute. Like, we have 14 chefs in our kitchen. We reduced our numbers by 50%, so we're doing no more than 60 people a night, and it's enough. It's enough.
It's astonishing, you know, still astonishing to me, the numbers of people that you employ. I just...
It is.
It's
33 years at it. Like, I saw it from, you know, cooking from 7 people in the restaurant to doing 60 people last night.
Yes.
Like, it's so... So, COVID kind of restructured, as we spoke many times.
Yes.
It's restructured our whole business. You know, we're not doing two sittings, stop doing Sunday lunch for now, but we definitely are happy. Guests are happy.
Will you not come back to the Sunday lunch?
I don't know. I think if I said to staff, we're going to do two sittings on Sunday lunch, they might actually cry.
But really?
I think so. I think people get in, you know, it's changed. COVID has changed everything.
Yes, it has.
And you have to think long term of your team.
I suppose
your guests are still getting a great experience. I'm sure there's lots of people disappointed we're not doing Sunday lunch. But, you know, we are where we are. We're just about, we're just lucky to be open. We're so grateful.
Yes. You know? No, I take
that
point.
What everyone's been through. You know?
Absolutely. So what have we got for me today?
So we got burgers, two different burgers for you. Thinking of the season, and there's nothing nicer than a homemade burger. We're going to do cheeseburger sliders, and then pork and apple burgers, which
I really like.
So we'll start off with the cheeseburgers, if that's okay.
Please.
Now, sliders, these are small little ones, great for kids, get them involved. You know, they're on their summer holidays, you know, and so hopefully they can enjoy this. We're going to get lots of lovely vegetables into it, grated carrot, some courgette, some steak mince. I'm using some rump, so if you can get some nice lean Irish steak mince, and for both these meats, the pork mince and that, just make sure it's the Board B quality mark that we're using Irish.
That
goes without saying, as you know.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, Marty, we're going to mix in some breadcrumbs. I'm using some ciabatta breadcrumbs, which is bread infused with some olive oil, and you'll get them blended in the supermarket, no problem. This all goes into a bowl, a little bit of milk to bind it, instead of using an egg, and then a little bit of tomato puree goes in there. So you mix that all together. Good tip for you, if you get a potato scoop and you put that into your mince, get your hands in there. You can wear gloves if you don't like touching it.
Sure.
But don't blend it in the food processor. You want a little bit of texture. So get a potato scoop, scoop out one, and that's going to be, each burger is going to be the same size. Does that make sense?
Totally.
So that's what we call uniform size. So cook them on the barbecue, cook them on a frying pan. They'll take about 3 to 4 minutes either side because they're not that big.
No,
so when you scoop them, sorry, I should have said flatten them a little bit. You don't want a big thick, you want a nice little kind of thin slider. That's what it is. So when your burgers are cooked, make sure they're cooked through. A couple of mini little burger buns. You know the small little ones?
Oh, I know.
You get the brioche ones.
Yes,
they're nice. They're a little bit sweeter.
I'm not a great man for the brioche. I prefer the...
You really are.
As I grow up. Not mad about the brioche.
That's too sweet.
The bread. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I find it too sweet.
A sweet tooth. I'm not like that's interesting.
Well, as I told you before, you see, I used to smoke years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's why dessert didn't really hit me until much later.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I prefer the plain, the plain burger.
Okay.
But you can get them as well.
Absolutely. And if you can get the ones with sesame seeds or different
even better.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
So, Marty, with that, a little bit of kind of tomato ketchup. With that, some salad. I have some sliced gherkins. I'm not a fan of the gherkins. Okay, fair enough. So just to hear...
Why did they... particular place, the Golden Arches, why do they always put gherkins in?
I know.
Did somebody say, this is a great idea. I love this. And we've millions of them.
There's some people, but I have yet to meet many people who say, I adore gherkins.
I just don't get it.
And do you see in the recipe what I've wrote? Optional.
Optional. Oh, I see it now. Optional.
So in other words, Marty does not like the brioche buns or gherkins. So anyway, they're your little burgers.
They can substitute for everything.
I should have said, both these recipes, you can make the burgers ahead, you can keep them in the fridge for about 3 days, should be okay, covered in cling, or you can freeze them.
Okay.
So say you got extra mince, freeze them, and if you're going to cook them, I would always kind of defrost them if you can. If you can, they will cook from frozen, but they'll take a little bit longer.
Sure.
Just make sure they're cooked through. Yeah, and a little bit of salad with that, and you have your vegetables, the courgette.
Which is gorgeous.
Great one to get your kids, great that. So now we're going to do our pork and apple burgers. Big fan of pork mince.
You and
good
me,
value.
Kiddo. You and me, kiddo.
Yeah.
Love it.
Pork farmers are under a lot of pressure, to be truthful, at the moment, and we need to support them, each and every one of us, and I think they work exceptionally hard, and again, just make sure you're getting, you know, the Board B equality mark. That's really important.
And you say under pressure then particularly, because it's not as...
Yeah, it's just seen as kind of like a, kind of like, you know, for the prices, their cost to feed, everything. It's kind of like a, it's a perfect storm if you want it, you know what I mean? It's a very versatile meat. I think if we added more and appreciated, I just think it's a great meat. I do love pork.
I agree with you.
And I love Irish pork, and we always try to have it on our menu in some shape or form.
Right.
And it's a very versatile. I love that you can use the mince, the cheek, you can use the loin. You know, it's a very, very versatile. Pork chops are gorgeous.
Yes, they are.
So, anyway, lean mince, okay, a little bit of paprika into this. So this is a more kind of an adult's burger, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a kick that. Some apples, which is just grated into that.
Nice.
So you're going to mix that all together here. And the one good thing about the pork mince is that it's lovely and soft, and it's going to bind all this together. So there's no breadcrumbs in this. So we have the apple in that. We have some paprika, a little bit of rapeseed oil, and then you're just going to shape them. You're going to grill them. Now, you might like this, but some nice blue cheese. I'm using a Wicklow one. When they're cooked on top, is delicious.
Yeah.
Blue cheese works really well with these burgers. I'd love you to try them just once.
The thing is, I'd probably try it and go, look what I've been missing. Why didn't I do that? You know what I mean?
Well, maybe.
Because your head tells you, no, I don't like that. But you don't know
that. It's salty, it's rich, and there's just such a unique flavour to a really nice blue cheese. And every blue cheese is different. There's one from up the north of Ireland. We get it from Sheridan's, and it's called Young Buck, a bit like myself.
And it's a
lovely blue cheese. It's creamy. You know, the Crozier Blue is made from sheep's milk. Then you have the Cashel Blue, which is a world iconic cheese. So we have so many great cheese.
Sure.
You could use cheddar cheese in this, which would work well, but apple in it is the key. So experiment with different cheese if you want. I think it works really well. Marty, with that, we're going to put some caramelised onion relish, which is gorgeous. You just buy that little jar. We've been talking about Wexford producers over the last while. Tom and Laura, they're from Wexford Preserves. They make a really, really lovely red onion marmalade relish, and it's using Irish red onions that are grown.
And what's the name of the company?
Yeah, Wexford Preserves. They're great. They do a lot of work for Simply Better. I really like them.
You don't mean me red cabbage.
And you like the red onion, don't you?
Love it.
So, Marty, burger buns. You told me you don't like brioche, so that's fine. Just regular burger buns with that, and then a little bit of salad. Your lovely sweet and sour kind of red onion, your burger, your blue cheese. You're getting a lot of interesting flavours.
Sure
there.
Are.
And you're making your own burger using the very best of Irish pork mince. It's really, really good. And then a little bit of salad with that. So I've given you an extra recipe with this. It's called a winter coleslaw, but really it can be made during the summer, and I probably should have taken the winter out of the recipe. But we're using celeric, which is the root of celeric. It's a kind of root of celery.
Yeah.
It's not like the celery, but it is part of the family, and it's a really beautiful, versatile vegetable. So you peel that, you're going to grate that, just use a box grater, or you can use a fancy thing called a Japanese mandolin.
Yes.
Red cabbage, cored and trimmed, a little bit of carrot, and then what you're going to do is mix up some mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, a little bit of white wine vinegar for acidity, and some sugar. So that's your dressing. You bind that all together, so it's very different to your regular coleslaw, which is gorgeous, by the way.
Why is it called winter?
Well, I suppose the colours, you know.
Oh,
that's
yes,
a good question.
Yeah, very good question. Yeah.
I suppose the red cabbage, you think of it during the winter, you know, your braised red cabbage. But this can be enjoyed any time of year.
That's lovely.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need it. It's an extra little recipe. Your regular coleslaw, a little bit of salad. You have two delicious burgers. And if you can make your own, I just think you know what goes into them.
And of course, you have to serve a potato with everything.
Baked potato.
I love it.
Lots of butter.
Yes, sir.
And a glass of milk again, Marty.
That's right. And nice hot dish with the cold milk.
Oh,
hard
to beat.
Lovely.
You're like my oldest brother, Kenneth. He loves the milk.
I'm much younger, though. Now, pork.
Tell him that.
Should have gone to Specsavers. Pork and apple burgers with Wicklow blue cheese and coleslaw, winter, spring, summer, autumn.
Oh, yeah.
And then the cheeseburger sliders. They're fantastic.
Ah, they're two lovely dishes.
Yeah, they'll be lovely.
And I hope your listeners enjoy them and try them out now.
Yeah. I think they will, because they've always warmed to whatever you come along with, which is great.
People love it. I mean, the amount of people I meet in the restaurant.
Nobody trusts you.
You were asking about the business, but they always say how much they enjoy the two of us. And your show, yourself, you've just you give so much happiness to so many people.
Do both listeners get in touch with you?
That's don't be so smart. You have thousands and thousands. So well done. You're loved. Why not?
Stop it now. Stop it now.
They asked me, can that marry Dumeelan Cook? I said, the man can't boil water. What are you saying? I'm only joking.
Why do you think I haven't ever done? So anyway, those two recipes are available on to Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning on the webpage, and they're available to you. I'm trying to think, pork and apple burgers, winter coleslaw, cheeseburger sliders. Slip sliding away, Paul Simon.
Brilliant.
All right. Jeez. Slip sliding away. Slip sliders away.
You're on fire this morning. What are you?
I'm on fire. Good luck, Nevin.
See you next week.
See you.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.